because I'm participating in a seminar right after this mass, I have to keep my remarks short. In fact, I'm the first speaker and I'm supposed to speak at 8 o'clock. I told them I would be late. Anyway, I'll try to just give a few ideas. This isn't my gift to give short talks. But I'll give you just an idea from the first reading and an idea from the gospel, both of which are related to our spirituality, poverty of spirit. The first reading is from the letter to the Hebrews. It's a reminder to us that there is nothing ordinary about the Christian life, because there's nothing ordinary about God, and He's the one to whom we are drawing near. He is awesome. He is powerful. He is, if we are not in the right mindset or in the right spiritual condition, He's intimidating. But the reading tells us not to be intimidated, not to be afraid to draw near Him, because He has drawn near to us in Jesus Christ. So even though we're not worthy to be with Him or near Him, He makes us worthy by the blood of Christ. And so we with all confidence, draw near to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the angels, to the assembly of the firstborn, to God, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, we would call the precious blood, that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. This reading applies especially when we come to Mass. This is not an ordinary Mass. It's ordinary in a certain sense. This is not a feast day. It's not a saint's day. This is not even a special season. This is a weekday in ordinary time. It's about as low a liturgical rank as you can have. And yet, there is no such thing as an ordinary Mass. We are drawing near to the precious blood of Christ. We're drawing near. We are in the presence of God. Not intimidated, but with humble confidence. That same kind of humble confidence is required of missionaries. In the gospel today, Jesus sends out the 12, two by two. It's clear that they have nothing to rely on. They're supposed to do a great work, drive out demons, proclaim the gospel, but they don't have anything. And this is true of us as well. If you feel inadequate to the task God has given you, you're right. You are inadequate. If you think that you don't quite have what it takes to be a good parent or a good grandparent or a good teacher or a good missionary or a good member of Anuin or a good priest, it's true. None of us has the qualifications necessary to be effective. God deliberately does it that way so that we will not depend on ourselves or think that His gifts are our own. He makes us dependent on Him. That's why I said this is a reflection of our poverty of spirit. We don't rely on money or on any possessions or anything. We rely on God. So as we go forward with confidence in the goodness and the awesome power of God, and we go forth in humility, in poverty, in His service.